Here we go.
The
gloves are off, man.
Patents are copyrighted.
Come on, come on.
Listen. Okay, look. When you put limits on information like that, you're limiting an entire population. You're limiting the advancement of your species.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I would go with that. Like the artist has to be compensated.
Yeah. 200 years ago, when our Constitution was formed, this was imperative. No longer should we be giving those sort of benefits to things like Pfizer, Tesla. Sorry, y'all can stand on your own. Help the little guy now.
I would go with yeah. I mean,
wow, it's the little guy that benefits from the copyright and the patent.
Hi, this is Marion and Dewey the dog. We're in the Love Shack at the Greenville Drive-In. You're listening to WGXC ACRA, Hudson Catskill.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Crystal Scott of Earlton, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
She's smart as a whip.
She makes you laugh.
She makes everything fun.
She's sweet as the day is long.
And she's drop-dead gorgeous.
She's your best friend in the world, and seeing her this blue breaks your heart.
You knew something must be wrong when your phone lit up with her name in the dark of your bedroom.
She was calling so late, and sure enough, when you picked up, there were tears on the other end of the line.
That guy we all thought might work out, well, he fell short of our expectations.
And she's gotta know in her heart of hearts that sometimes, despite all the hard work and real love, two people just don't end up sharing the same path.
But right now, she's feeling like it's all because of some invisible shortcomings of hers.
So you're in the car, zipping down the highway, on your way to her.
To try and remind her how marvelous and miraculous she is.
To try and hold the magic mirror up and show her how beautiful she is.
Where can you take her to distract her from her broken heart?
The bar? The club? The movies? Oh, wait. You know.
You're gonna grab your girl and take her to the Love Motel. Audacious babes out in Radio Land. Welcome to the Love Motel.
Welcome to the Love Motel. I'm your host, Honey.
And I'm your other host, Donna. And if you're tuning in from where the Catskill Mountains meet the Hudson River, where I am, You're on the precipice of the precipice of spring. We're not quite there, but we're not exactly in the dead of winter either. The ground is getting softer, the days are getting even longer, and the world is just starting to thaw out.
Or maybe you've dialed in from gauzy skied Los Angeles, where I am, where the rain has been coming down in sheets for weeks, and the mountains that crowd around the city's edge have beautiful once-in-a-lifetime snow caps, and everything feels wonderful and strange.
Or wherever you are, coast to coast, we're glad you've chosen to spend your night with us. If this is your first time at the Love Motel, come on in. Stay a while. Make yourself comfortable. We're here to make you feel loved the way you ought to be.
Shall we tell them a bit about ourselves, Donna? We are a once-a-month radio romance talk show with love advice, love songs, and our very own love line.
Call and leave us a message sometime at 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568. It's a very real number where you can leave us a very real and very anonymous message for us to play on the air.
Or, if you'd like, you can write into the show totally anonymously. Just head to thelovemotelradio.com and you'll see a link to our submission form. We have our episode archive there too, so you can catch up on all our old shows. Take us with you on late night drives or your early morning strolls.
We're on Instagram too, at the.lovemotel.
We love hearing from you, and we love helping you wade through whatever troubles have been weighing heavy on your heart. So please drop us a line whenever you're thinking of us.
Or just ask us to play a special song for that special someone in your life. We do that too.
Donna, I gotta say, I'm so glad to be back behind the front desk of the Love Motel with you on this fine evening.
It's the place I was born to be. By your side, helping our lustful or lovelorn listeners tease through matters of the heart and playing the best music in the world.
Speaking of those devoted listeners of ours, who did we hear from this time around?
Tonight, we'll be hearing from someone who's at a literal and figurative crossroads in their life.
And we'll be helping out another listener who doesn't quite know how to show up for a friend who looks like they might need some help, even though they would never admit it.
But first, as always, we're going to kick off this singularly stellar evening with some incredible songs that Donna and Honey want to share with you.
When your love is away, it is tough to run and stay. Love is gonna pay when your darling is away. Since the sun has never shone, remember the yesterday. You can feel really turn. Just pray for the day when you be back. For sure, love is gonna pay. My Johnny boy, if I go away, I'm begging you to wait for me. For the pay you're gonna see. My Johnny boy, if I go away, I'm begging you to wait for me. For those eyes.
as if you've met someone. Cause you feel and scream aloud. I said, I'm saying, and I'll still say, keep calm, love is gonna pay.
Welcome back, lovers. Let's rip open our first letter of the night.
This one comes from someone we're going to call U-Haul Blues, and they wrote in. I'm a lifelong East Coaster who might be asked to move to LA. I have mixed feelings and need some advice. A short and sweet letter. And even though what you wrote, U-Haul Blues, is so sparse and simply put, I think I can fill in the blanks and imagine those mixed feelings you're dealing with. A coast-to-coast move is tough in every way. Trust me, listener, we've done it. You don't give us much to go on vis-a-vis what's spurring this possible uprooting, so we're going to attack it two ways. If you're moving for a job, I say go for it, but with stipulations. If your new gig is going to pay your relocation expenses, which, let's be honest, these corporate bigwigs could certainly reach into their deep pockets to do, you've got quite an appealing little opportunity in front of you. Maybe you've been itching for a little change of scenery or a change of pace, and here it is, a chance to really turn your life upside down, soak up that sunshine that the East Coast never has enough of, and have a new view out of your kitchen window every evening as you're clearing plates and putting away your dishes. It'll take a lot of work, but it'll be free, and sometimes doing a little somersault in the middle of your life feels liberating and gratifying and generally excellent. If you don't have kids or older parents to worry about back home, at least for now, why not try and tumble?
And practically speaking, you can put your stuff in storage, outfit your new West Coast pad in wall-to-wall IKEA or thrift store finds, feel it out for 6 months, and then decide if you're going to send for the rest of your belongings or book a one-way ticket back home. Even if your job isn't paying your relocation expenses, you can make a 6-month stint work on the cheap, sublet a room, house sit, or find a cheap furnished studio apartment. They'll take some searching, but those exist. And you can have a special, weird time in a new place for a while if it scratches that let me try something new itch.
And if it's not a job that's got you heading west, I'm assuming that the mixed feelings you're referring to look a little something like the person I'm in love with wants me to move and I want to be with them, but the rest of my life is here where I am now. That's a one verse one pros and cons list. I don't envy your position at all. And from the language in your little letter, I'm assuming you're not currently faced with this unsavory choice, but you're preparing yourself for when it inevitably comes down the line. I'm not sure if you're in a long-distance relationship or not, but if you are, even though they can be excruciating, I don't think you should move across the country if you feel uneasy about it. I think if a relationship is the sole reason for a very big move, it can put a ton of pressure on that relationship. Pressure that could turn into resentment if the move doesn't end up feeling fruitful in other ways.
Oh, I hear you there, Donna. I think if it's love, or the pursuit of love, that's got your eye on the door and your heart isn't in it from the start, you're setting yourself up for a real rocky road. Moving to a new city, especially a big city, especially across the country, especially as you get older, is just so mentally and emotionally exhausting. So you've got to be really sure you want it or be really sure you've got the money saved for a return flight home.
Love truly does make us do crazy things. And sometimes those crazy things work out. No matter what you decide to do, the Love Motel will always be here for you. Good luck to you, U-Haul Blues.
Remember, nothing is permanent, so go with your gut. And don't forget to write to us and tell us where you end up. Well, since we've got the City of Angels on our minds, and since those palm tree-lined streets have been pummeled and pummeled with rain this wet winter season, let's throw on a classic to take us into the next block.
27. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true, sure rang true. Seems it never rains in summer.
I was staring in my empty coffee cup. I was thinking that the gypsy wasn't blind. All the salty margaritas in Los Angeles, I'm gonna drink them up. And if California slides into the ocean, like the mystics and statistics say it will, predict this motel will be standing until I pay my bill. What? Don't the sun
look angry through the trees?
Don't the trees look like crucified beings? Don't you feel
you like desperados under the eaves. Heaven help the one who leaves. Still waking up in the mornings with shaking hands, and I'm trying to find a girl who understands me, but except in dreams you're never really free. Don't the sun look angry at me? I was sitting in the Hollywood Hawaiian Hotel. I was listening to the air conditioner hum. It went.
From rain to sunshine and all those rainbows in between, we got a sun-soaked song dedication to toss into the airwaves tonight. An anonymous listener said, "My baby's getting browned at the beach right now. Can you play him a sunny, sandy, oceanside jam? I miss him and can't wait to rest my head on those tan shoulders."
Oh,
Welcome back to the Love Motel, baby. In case you just found us while you were cruising across your dial, we're a good old-fashioned radio romance advice show.
And we're about to help out another troubled heart, so let's all listen in.
We're going to call this writer Try Not to Pry, and they wrote, "Dear Donna and Honey, I have a very close friend who I think is reaching a point in her long-term relationship where she's realizing she isn't happy. I'm making this assumption based on some things she's said about feeling dissatisfied and little negative remarks she's dropped about her partner. I know we all vent about our partners to our friends, and no relationship is without its problems or areas that need work, but these little hints have been happening more frequently. The problem is that my friend is a very closed book. So in the moments when she does start to open up, she shuts right back down when I try to ask more about how she's feeling about our relationship. I think it's too scary for her to confront, maybe. How do I get my friend to open up? How can I help her feel more comfortable with her own complicated feelings? Is this none of my business at all?"
Oh, what a sweet friend you are to care so much about the delicate nature of your friendship to write into us about it. Of course, your friend's happiness is your business, but your friend's relationship kind of isn't. Unless you feel that your friend is truly suffering or experiencing abuse and overreach into her personal life when she plays things so close to the vest is only going to make her double down on that mentality and possibly file you away as someone she can't trust her little vents with anymore either.
I think all you can do is what you've already been doing. This ultimately is your friend's business and not yours, as you and Honey already clocked. So be patient and just keep showing her that you're there for whenever she wants to open up, even if it's just a little bit at a time. If she doesn't want to deep dive into her misgivings about her relationship, that's okay. It's not on you to dredge them up. As long as you're there for her when she's ready to do that herself, or by her side through whatever journey she's going to take through this rocky part of her life, you're being a good friend.
Totally, Donna. One thing I will say, however, is that those of us who do tend to keep a tight lid on their private life might feel awkward even articulating those deep innermost feelings. It's certainly easier to shut up than to open up. I would just make sure that next time your friend drops a hint about whatever's going on at home, you make yourself explicitly clear to her, while also making it explicitly clear that you're not expecting her to start opening up to you right then and there. I do a clear statement and then a clear pivot away. Something like, hey, you never really talk about your partner or any troubles you guys are having, but you know, if you want to, you always can. Anyway, what movie do you want to see tonight?
Oh yes, I like that move. We love to hear about a friendship as caring and as thoughtful as the one you clearly share with your pal, sweet listener.
So, here's some songs about the forever relationships in our lives, the platonic loves that we hold dear.
Some of these songs might actually be about lovers, but hey, they work just as well for that powerful bond we feel with our ride or dies.
Just turn around, I'm by the window where the light is.
Well, here we are again. We knew it had to come.
Our least favorite part of the night, saying goodbye. The end of the story, for now.
We'll be back on the airwaves next month, but you don't have to spend those lonely nights missing us either.
Listen to all our old episodes and write to us at thelovemotelradio.com and give us a call at 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568.
We love you, we'll miss you, and we can't wait to see you back here next month on the first Thursday at 8 p.m.
Until then, don't forget, love is in the airwaves.
My heart is full of love.